Another advantage of being prepared when you come to class, it not only does it provide a context for what the teacher talks about, but you'll have questions formulated better, and you can use class time to get clarification on things you don't understand. So, you know, if you can come to class with a set of questions from the readings that you didn't understand, or come with questions from the last lecture that you didn't understand. Okay, enough about that. Now, pay attention and think during class. I think the best way, and the reason I'm doing these notes actually so that they're available to you offline, is so that you don't have to sit there and worry about copying down every single thing you see on an overhead. That distracts you from the big picture. It gets you focused on too many little things that aren't really all that important, because it's impossible for you to know exactly what is important and what isn't. So I'd rather that you kind of listen to me in class and sort of get the gist of what we're talking about and where we're going. Then you can come and you can look at the slides offline and copy down whatever you want. But don't get distracted by things like that in class and worry about, you know, making sure you have every little detail correctly. This way you'll have an opportunity to do it at your leisure rather than during class time. Okay, point number four is test yourself regularly. I talked about that actually a little bit before when I said go to the study guide and study the key terms and the conceptual questions at the end of each chapter. But here's where the workbook could come in. Like I said, there are questions at the associated with each of the topics in the study guide, and these questions are very much like the kind of questions that I'll give you on the exam. So if you legitimately test your knowledge with these kinds of questions, that is legitimately meaning you're not peeking at the answers or looking them up without really making sure that you did or didn't know them, you'll do a lot better on the exam. Plus, you'll see which things you're having trouble with and which things you're not having trouble with, and then you can come and see me or the TAs, and we can talk our way through these. So again, keeping up and testing yourself to see what you really know can be very useful. The other thing you can do in terms of testing yourself is you can come in to talk to me during office hours and let me test you a little bit. And maybe I can give you more realistic feedback than you're able to give yourself. So, you know, think about that as an option as well.